Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings, and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is
The Insider Report.
Welcome to this edition of The Insider Report, my little podcast broadcast on KCIW.org. So sit back and let your ears do the walking as I take you on an audio journey and inform you on all the activities, entertainment, and music going on in our fair city of Brookings Harbor and, of course, the surrounding areas as well. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show. Man, I hope you guys had as much fun last week as I did, and the weekend. Jeez. Well, as you know, I talked about the old-time radio broadcast, and we had a huge crowd on Tuesday at Seaview Senior Living Center. It was very cool. We filled that dining room up. All the people there and several outsiders were in there. It was there was no charge or anything, so it was free to the public to come. It was great. It was good times. We rocked out about an hour and a half of old-time radio broadcasts. I want to thank the insider players, man. Tanya Pingree, Wendy Capitano, Troy Spence Jr., and, of course, Jackson Mark Gerald DeHaven Esquire. I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for coming and making this, helping me make this a really great show. I love doing these projects. We're getting ready to do. We're going to do one of these for a fundraiser for the KCIW here in the near future. And so we planned on turning it into like a two-hour program. And so, hey, I just hope all you listeners tune into that. But we had a blast, and if you were there, far out, you enjoyed it. You know what I'm talking about. And then, of course, you know, had a little, dealing with the little prince, of course, on Friday and everything. But the weekend, it was funny. On Friday, I got a phone call. It was from Val Cowan. She's doing that Vinland saga. She did it. This was the last weekend here at Checo Playhouse. And she called me up and asked me if I could pinch hit for one of the actors, fill in for one of the actors that had to be gone on Sunday's show. So I got to get up and perform on live theater again on stage. And, you know, I realized when I was looking at some of the actors that were in the Grinch with me when they were like, yo, hi. And now they're like taller than me, or the little Cindy Lou Who. Yeah, we do this one again. She's going to have to be the older sister now. But she grew up. And then there's a couple of the kids there that I just like went, whoa. And I realized it's been 4 years since I've done a production at the Checo Playhouse. I've done all kinds of stuff with the Purple Days Experience and doing these, you know, old-time radio broadcasts and stuff like that over the years, and doing my fair share of getting on the stage. But, man, it really was a reality check, and it's like, I'm looking at maybe I'm going to have to set some things aside and going to have to do one of these productions this year. My buddy Mike Moran wrote it's a sequel to The Lager's Rhapsody there or whatever, you know, Thar She Blows, I mean, and it's called Lager's Rhapsody, and it's going to be coming up this year, and I think I'm going to be in that one with him, just so I can get my butt back on stage again. So anyways, but that was a blast. Did that on Sunday. It was a really good show. Val wrote it, and they did a really good production. I enjoyed the heck out of it. On the sidelines when I wasn't in it, I got to watch it at least, because I didn't see the show. So kill two birds with one stone. It was a great production. So anyways, that was my wild weekend. So I hope you all had a good one too. And then, as we normally do, it's time to get on with the show. Right. So we're going to start out with a little music action going on here. Let's see, at the 101 Bar and Grill, they've got a Thursday's line dancing, and it's a ladies' night if you're feeling right. And then on the 20th, they have comedy and steak night going on. Now, once again, this place has a DJ on the weekends, and sometimes they get bands in there, so you might want to call for, you know, if you're getting ready to go over, hang at the 101, want to know what they're doing, you might want to call them first and see if they got any music going on. There you go for this month. Catalyst Seafood and Restaurant. Let's see, we got happy hours from Sunday to Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. And on the 4th, coming up this weekend, is Frankie C. And once again, they are starting out. They have a little bandstand there, and they're just starting out. They have music there quite often during the month. So call for them to find out their musical lineup. Checo Brewing, I got all their musical lineup. We're good there. So let me see. They've got Frankie C on the 2nd, Rap Brush on the 3rd. Long Goddard on the 4th, and then Frankie C on the 9th. So there you go. That's a little week out there for you at the Checo Brewing. Let me see. Rivers End Sports Bar. Well, they got something going on every night. It's Monday, they got free pool. Tuesday, it's tacos and karaoke. Wednesday, it's 50 Cent Wing Day. Thursday, it's karaoke. Friday, it's DJ night. Saturday, it's the people's choice. Of course, you can either do karaoke, DJ, or just sit around and listen to the jukebox, I guess. Hey, there you go. And, of course, on Sunday, they got sports going on because it's a sports bar. That's the Rivers End Sports Bar. So there you go. That's their lineup for the week. And then Sebastian's Bar and Grill, they've got Gil Kirk at the keyboards Wednesday through Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m., tickling the ivories for your dining pleasure. That's at Sebastian's Bar and Grill. Vista Pub, Jazz on Thursday. On the 3rd, they've got David Rogers coming in. On the 4th, Responsible Punks. And then on the 10th, Lon Goddard. And then on the 17th, Frankie C. That's right, Responsible Punks. Okay, that's a new one. I haven't heard that band yet. That's going on at the Vista Pub, and all music there starts at 7 p.m. Oh, let's see here. At the Enoteca in beautiful CC by the Sea, we've got on the 3rd, Disturbing the Peace coming up. On the 4th, there's a fundraiser for Julianne Logafiel. This is organized by Wendy Capitano. Scott Perry's going to be there. The Spence Brothers are going to be there. I'll be hosting the event with Wendy Capitano, and it's I'm going to be talking about it a little bit because I have a flyer on it, so I'll give you all the gist here during the rest of the show. But right, yeah, that'll be happening on the 4th. And then on the 10th, Frankie C will be playing there at the Enoteca. And then Seaquake Brewing has my man, the music, Frankie C, playing on the 18th, Seaquake Brewing. So yeah, Frankie C got to be the schedule. I actually have his schedule here that we'll be flipping on here in a second. Oh, yeah, and just so I can remind everybody, this is brought to you by the Insider of Southern Oregon. That's where I'm reading, getting all this from, and we'll be coming out, publishing all the stuff you'll be hearing on this show. Actually, the paper's getting printed. By the time you hear this show, the paper will be out, so you can get it for yourself and see that and a whole lot more info in there. Okay, we've got, Ray Cornell, the piano man. He is playing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the Checo Activity Center from 11:30 to 12:30. And then, let me see, Frankie C. Let's see, we got him at the Catalyst on the 4th. Yep. Okay, so I've got you in Ateca on the 10th. Yep, we got him. We got his schedule all set there. Okay, so the Friends of Music Concert Series has a concert coming up on March 26, 2017 at 3 p.m. It's the Acropolis Reed Quintet. They're an energetic and creative ensemble of woodwinds. That's right. Okay, so they're going to be, their concerts are held at Brookings Seventh-day Adventist Church. And you can get tickets at Wright's Custom Frame or at the door, $15. And for more information, call 541-469-7625 or 541-412-2957. That's the Friends of Music Concert Series. Okay. Moving right along, as they say. Here we go. Here is the fundraiser. Okay, so here's the deal. It's a benefit to unite Epileptic Response Service Dog with Julianne Logafiel. This is a service dog. They're needing some fundraising and everything going on. It's going to be at the Enoteca. It's happening from 4 to 10 p.m. It's going to be dancing, live music, raffle, food. Scott William Perry is going to be playing. The Spence Brothers Blues Band will be playing there. I'll be hosting the event along with Wendy Capitano, and so I know that Purple Days will make an experience. The Purple Days experience will make an appearance. Yes, and it'll be an experience in its own right. There you go. So, okay, and this is $7 per person, all ages. So this is going to be happening United for a Cause, March 4th at Enoteca. Okay. Oh yeah, that's right. It's whale watch time. The gray whales are visible from California, Oregon shores nearly year-round, but 2 weeks every year is special. The winter and spring whale watch weeks along the Oregon-California coast are recognized as some of the best opportunity to view the annual gray whale migration anywhere in the world. So you can watch, 20,000 gray whales swim along our shores. And that, well, they should stop in and visit for them. No, that's very cool. You know what I was talking about? What it was, Indian Hills, I said. If you go off that, it's really windy out there and everything. But man, you see 20,000 of them whales going by. I'll tell you what, looking at it, it's really great spouts everywhere, and you see their back. It's a really good spot to do it at. But there's several places. Crescent City has some really cool spots, and there's a couple other places in town here too. So hey, it's time for to do the whale watch, and it is coming up here March 25th through March 31st, so the end of the month basically. So I'll bet they start coming through a little sooner than that too. So I'll be start watching in the middle of March. Yeah, I bet. So very cool, the whale watch. Okay, the Pistol River Concert Series is presenting Stumptown Swing. This is going to be happening Saturday, March 11th at 8 p.m. Portland's number one swing dance party band. So there you go, Stumptown Swing. Let's see, for reservations info, you want to call 541-247-2848. Okay, tickets are available at Wright's Custom Framing in Brookings and Gold Beach Books in Gold Beach. And that's out there at the concert series hall, Pistol River. March 11th, 8 p.m. Stumptown Swing. Sounds like fun. Oh, they're named after their hometown, Portland, Stumptown, Oregon. Portland, Stumptown, Oregon, huh? Okay, they're from Portland, Oregon. I guess they call it Stumptown. Okay, makes sense. Logging, all that good stuff. Okay. So it sounds like fun there. They've done all kinds of cool music, and they do swing. I'm going to have to do that on Magical Musical History Tour, one of the swing. I'm going to have to do the big band era during that time. Yeah, good stuff. Okay, let's see what else we got going on here. The Chetco Community Public Library, Friends of the Chetco Library, and Kalmiopsis Audubon Society present Seabirds of the Wild Rivers Coast with Ann Vileses. The South Coast of Oregon's many habitats, from ocean waves, offshore rocks, beaches, and headlands to rivers and marshes. This is happening Monday, March 6th at 6 p.m. So next Monday in the Chetco Library Large Meeting Room. Admission is free. For more information, go online to thechetcolibrary.org or go to Chetco Library's Facebook or call the library at 541-469-7738. So it's all about the Seabirds of the Wild Rivers Coast with Ann Vileses. There you go. I got through that one alive. Barely. My goodness. When good radio goes bad. Oh, yeah. I've got a, it was interesting. I finally got somebody. Hey, like I said, in the Insider of Southern Oregon, I have a Taking Poetic License section, which I've done several poems in, and I've got some people out there to start sending me some poems. Well, I've got one here, Rocky by Ann Coster. So I'm going to do this on the air. He comes to me softly in the night, almost like a lover. Responding to my touch, he snuggles against my body, seeking my warmth and affection. At 3 a.m., he knows I won't turn him away. He gently strokes my hair and pats my face, urging me to wake. All of this attention must surely mean he loves me. Of this, I have no doubt. But it might just mean his cat food dish is empty. Poetry takes on many forms, and I loved it. That was great. So thank you, Ann Coster, for Rocky. And she has an annoying cat like everybody else does, it sounds like. That's awesome. So yeah, if you want to get your poem read on the Insider Report or put in the Insider of Southern Oregon, you can send it to CaptainCurry1@hotmail.com. It's in the Insider of Southern Oregon. All my info's in there. So there you go. The Friends of the Unitarian Universalists are meeting, they meet every second and fourth Sunday at 10:30 a.m. in the Evergreen Federal Bank Meeting Room at 850 Chetco Avenue. The next meeting will be March 12th. They have a guest speaker, Denny will be there on March 26th. Robin Sutherland and Karen Kajenius will be there. Yeah, there you go. So the next second and fourth Sundays. I get it right. The Friends of the Unitarian Universalists. See, this is what I mean. We are equal opportunity. You know, we let you, if something's going on out there and you get it to me, I'll talk about it. I'll get it out there for you. It's in the Insider. I'm telling you. We're too cool for school. All right, here we go. That's what we do. Okay, here is the part that I want to do the taping, okay? I had this ready for me. Ha ha. Okay, hey, this is the part we're going to do the behind the scenes of the Insider Report. That's right, in beautiful uptown, downtown Brookings, Oregon, little studios, doing a little taping action here, and I thought I'd like to share something with you. Okay, you can help Curry Coast Community Radio. That's the 3C radio here, the one you are listening to right now, except for 100.7 FM. Now, two things I'm going to talk about right here to get myself out of hot water. I've been announcing that, you know, 100.7 FM is, you know, rocking and rolling. Well, I mean, you know, technically, yes, it is. But like what head office and everybody's like telling me is like, no, it's not full speed yet. So calm the heck down on your, you know, no bouncing it off the rooftops yet. No. Now, here's the deal. It's an expanded loop is what they have going on. And it went, hey, for real, it went from 5 minutes to what, 5-6 hours now or something like that, where you're getting 5 hours of an expanded loop. And they're working on it daily. And as soon, and I mean, you know, it's cool. My show's on there, and there's several really great shows on there, my Magical Musical History Tour and several other really cool shows. And so it's fun to listen to, but it's only doing a 5-hour thing. So it's not really full fledged like I have been announcing it as. So I'm correcting myself on that one. Okay. So there you go. Now, the other part is you can help by Fred Meyer's rewards card by shopping at Fred Meyer's. Yeah, Fred Meyer's donated $2.5 million per year to nonprofits in Alaska, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington based on where their customers tell them to give. Here's how the program works. You sign up for the Community Awards program by linking your Fred Meyer rewards card to Curry Coast Community Radio at fredmeyer.com/community rewards. You can search for us by our name, Curry Coast Community Radio, 3C Radio, or by our nonprofit number, 91306. Then, every time you shop and use your rewards card, you are helping Curry Coast Community Radio earn a donation. You still earn your rewards and points and fuel points and rebates just as you do today. If you do not have a rewards card, they are available at the customer service desk of any Fred Meyer store. For more information, please visit fredmeyer.com/community rewards. So there you go. You can help the station out. And I mean, like I said, as we get going along in time, this thing's going to be full-fledged. But right now, I'm always going to push it to kciw.org is where you're going to find the Insider Report and over 250 other shows that you can listen to at your own convenience and leisure. So there you go. It's a very cool station. Very proud to be a part of it. And I can't wait till, as Candace put it, I can shout from the rooftops that we are a full-fledged, the little station that could radio station. So there you go. That's all I wanted to say on this week's Behind the Scenes of the Insider Report. Bye. Okay, beautiful. The Friends of the Chetco Library present Climate Change Coming Home, a presentation by Bill Bradbury. The former Oregon Secretary of State and State Senator will discuss climate change and its effects on our region and will then take audience questions. Currently serving as one of Oregon's two representatives to the Northwest Power and Conservation Council, Bill was one of the first 50 speakers. Wow, very good. Trained to deliver former Vice President Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth talk. Since then, he has spoken on climate change to over 400 audiences in Oregon and beyond. The event will be held Wednesday, March 8th, 2017 at 6 p.m. in the Chetco Library's large meeting room at 405 Alder Street, Brookings. Admission is free. For more information, go online to chetcolibrary.org. Or to the Chetco Library's Facebook page, or you can call the library at 541-469-7738. So climate change coming home. Coming to the Chetco Library. Okay, hey, Lighthouse Repertory Theater is presenting Man the Ship. This production is going to be going on down there in Crescent City at the Lighthouse Repertory Theater, March 18th, the weekends through April 1st, so the next 3 weeks. It's an original comedy play. It'll be played at Crescent Elk Auditorium, 994 G Street in Crescent City for the next 3 weekends. There we go. This family-friendly play includes pirates, a princess, a prince, swashbucklers, journeys, a witch, and deceit. All for fun. Well, there you go. Friday and Saturday nights, the show is at 7:30, and on Sundays, the matinee show is at 2 p.m. The cost is $10. Tickets will be available at Del Norte Office Supply and at the door, which is going to be at Crescent Elk Auditorium. This is Man the Ship. Okay. And another pirate saga. And you can never have enough of those around as far as Brucey Boy is concerned. Ha ha. Okay. The Del Norte County Music in the Redwoods is presenting professional concert pianist Alina Kirieva. Kirieva. There we go. See, I got it this time. Sunday, March 5th on 2017 at 3 p.m. This is going to be at the Crescent Elk Auditorium, 994 G Street. She's a professional concert pianist and chamber musician. Been all over the world. And she even got a state award for achievement in the arts. So this is a brilliant light classical music. For info, call 707-951-3102. That's the Del Norte Music in the Redwoods. You know, that's I just caught on to that series. I've never heard of it. So I'm kind of like, that's another concert series going on in the area. So that's very cool, especially during the summertime. Lucky 7 Casino will be presenting the Purple Days Experience at the Club 7 Sports Bar, March 11, 9 p.m. to midnight. Now, this is featuring the Spence Brothers Blues Band with myself on the vocals. That's right. We're playing classic hits from some of the top bands of the fabulous 60s. The Doors, Jimi Hendrix, the Troggs, the Animals, the Yardbirds, and a whole lot more. Now, I've been told that this, of course, there's no cover charge because it's at the clubs. This is something that people keep asking, and it's no cover charge. It's at the Club 7 Sports Bar, and it's going to be a smoke-free event, which, as a singer, I'm pretty casual with that myself. But, I mean, yeah, it makes a big deal, I guess, there, a big difference. So that's going to be on March 11th, 9 p.m. to midnight, the Purple Days Experience. Have you ever been experienced? Okay, let me see. We're getting down to the winding down to the nitty gritty here. Oh, and that Purple Days Experience, that show, is on the cover of The Insider of Southern Oregon, a very psychedelic color cover, I might add, for this month. I'm really digging it. The Shoe Exchange is back in action, but limited on days. So every month from January through October, there will be a shoe exchange on the second Saturday of the month from 1 to 3 p.m. If a person needs shoes in between those open dates, they can contact Linda, and she will certainly try to accommodate them. That's Linda Schreiber at 541-469-9850. Now, new and gently used shoe donations are always appreciated, and you're welcome to shop whether you have a donation or not. They have shoes for every age and every style, from work to sports to casual. That's the Shoe Exchange going on every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 3 p.m. Line dancing at the Chetco Grange. The line dances are going on Tuesdays. Let's see, ultra beginners are 9 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. Beginners and high beginners are 10:30 to 11:45. And beginners and low intermediate are 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. And so Janine will hold her class from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So this is line dancing at the Chetco Grange on Tuesdays. And then the Gold Beach Float Hunt is happening up there. So they got coming up here for March. They're going to be hiding 120 green floats. And here's what the gig is. You go out there up in Gold Beach, check out the beaches, have a good time on the ocean. All of a sudden you go, oh, hey, look, there's a colored ball. And you take the colored ball in to the visitor center. And they mark your name down, you know, and everything. And then at the end of the month, they draw one of the balls. And the lucky winner gets a one-night stay in a local motel, a pair of Jerry's Rogues Jets tickets, and dinner for two at one of the great local restaurants. And they're going to be hiding 120 green floats here during the week of St. Patty's Day. So make sure you check out their event calendar to find other great activities in winter activities in Gold Beach. Boy, it'll be soon we'll be talking summer activities going on, I'm going to tell you. Hey, they got a Living Waters Dress a Girl or Boy event. How do you take a pillowcase and make it into a dress? How do you take an extra large t-shirt and make them into pants? Well, you can come and learn at the next Living Waters Dress a Girl or Boy event at Living Waters Four Square Church in Brookings. This is 1136 Fifield Street, from 10 to 2 p.m. at the church. You do not need to bring a thing. Sewing machines and all supplies are available. But if you would prefer to bring your machine or your favorite scissors or the pillowcase you would like to make a dress out of, you are welcome to. All levels of sewing ability are welcome. Dresses made are donated to various local and international facilities that serve children. So you can come join them. If you cannot make the February event, it started in February. Mark your calendar for March. They meet every third Saturday of the month. So in March, it's going to be the third Saturday of the month. You can contact Cheryl with questions, 541-661-0349. Very cool program going on. Cheryl's been doing it for quite a while now. And yeah, I get it in the Insider when I can, but I try to promote it when I can. So that's it. Good times. I got no more. That's it, man. I'm done. Okay? I've talked enough. So I want to thank the station, of course, KCIW, for just allowing me this podcast broadcast. I have so much fun. Jeez, we're going on, wow, past 2 years now, heading into the third year. My goodness, how time flies when you're having fun. And I want to thank you all for tuning in every week and listening. I hope you are, at least, because otherwise I'm talking to dead air. That's no fun, especially all this good information I got going on. So anyways, I want to remind you to like check out all the other shows on KCW afterwards. And, you know, hey, the little station that could, can't wait to a real full-fledged station soon. But hey, some cool stuff on there now. Like I said, 100.7 on your FM dial. So until next week, this is Bruce, when the levee breaks, Ellis, signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and peace every chance you get. And hey, I'll see you out there. Bam! Right. That was cool. Nice save towards the end there, of course.
I'm Candace Michelle, and I'm here talking about KCIW, your community radio station. Now, we've been in existence for almost 3 years now, and have podcasts up on our website of interviews that we've done with various government officials and community leaders and nonprofit organizations here in town. We are truly radio of, by, and for the community. And we hope that you would love to join us and be a part of our endeavor. And one of the ways that you can do that is to go to our website, kciw.org, and become a volunteer. You can volunteer your time, you can volunteer your talents, or, most importantly, you could actually donate some money. We have a program in place right now for our founding members, and that program will be in place until the day we go on the air, which is actually pretty imminent. For $250, you can become a founding member of our radio station. So I would invite you to join us and go to our website. You can fill out a volunteer application there if you wish, and you can certainly donate any amount of money that you would like to donate towards us. Thank you so much.